I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Trump made an announcement on Tuesday that could spell good things in the fight for international religious freedoms, and we're asking you to respond in prayer. Plus, what does it look like for someone to accept the gospel in Algeria? Well, it might be different than you think. We'll check out that story in just a moment. But we'll begin today in the United States, where President Trump has nominated Mike Pompeo, CIA director, to take Rex Tillerson's place as Secretary of State. Pompeo is expected to have a more aggressive foreign policy towards nations at odds with the United States. However, Open Doors USA is optimistic that Pompeo will also be outspoken for international religious liberty. David Curry of Open Doors says,
"We really think it's important that we have a Secretary of State that understands how persecution of Christians and religious liberty is central to so many of the goals for our national security, for free societies around the world, for free trade, all the things that we say as a government that we're looking for."
Take India, for example, where Christian persecution is on the rise. This is a nation with whom the U.S. has significant business dealings.
The Secretary of State, if he understands how crucial this is to the freedom of people in India, but also that American citizens don't want to do business with people who are holding down the rights of their population, I think that's crucial. I think Mike Pompeo could certainly be a strong, forceful, outspoken person on that.
Ultimately, God holds the future in his hands. Let's ask him to give our leaders wisdom with his nomination. Next, if you know anything about the African country of Lesotho, you know that most of the people there call themselves Christians, around 80%. But Matt Monson with Mission Aviation Fellowship says, especially in the mountains, people often mix Christianity with indigenous beliefs and superstitions.
Statistically, it's a Christian country, but you'll find that that actually can add a barrier to getting into the mountains and really making a true transformation, because everybody's a Christian. But the understanding of what that really means is more of a how you act and how you behave and less about who Christ is and having a relationship with him.
People in the mountains also struggle to reach services like doctors and pastors, so MAF takes the doctors and pastors to them. Safiri, an MAF chaplain, had a neat encounter last month. In fact, Safiri ministered to a dad whose daughter was in the hospital, and the father invited Safiri to his village.
When he got to the guy's house, his whole family greeted him with joy and excitement because of the love and the care that he had showed their family. And actually, two of the brothers of the family received Christ because of Safiri's visit, just because he opened the door through the love and care that he showed.
Keep praying for MAF's Lesotho ministry. And the church in Algeria has been growing. But the shift from Islam to Christianity in many Algerians' lives isn't a linear line. In fact, it's more like a curvy road up the mountain and then back down the other side. Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian explains.
Many who become Christian don't go directly from Islam to Christianity. They go from Islam to agnosticism, to atheism, and then to Christianity. So a huge number of people that are coming into the church have first been secularized. And the trend of secularization happening in the Muslim world is probably the fastest growing demographic, ideological, religious demographic change in history.
Boghossian says this secularization is happening across the Arab world. Between the Arab Spring and the continued extremist violence against other Muslims, a lot of people have been deconstructing their beliefs.
And that's actually the first step into the arms of loving God. As odd as that might sound, you know, to go in that direction, it's actually something that God's using to bring people to himself.
So let's be praying for those in the Arab world to come to know Christ, his love, and his healing. And pray for the believers who get to share Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be on the rise everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.